We got one more kind of psychological test we always do here. It's just a word association. I'll throw you out a few words. Anything that comes to your mind, just throw it back at me, okay? Just kind of an arbitrary thing. Like if I said dog, you'd say...
Tree.
Tree. Dog?
Tree.
Fast?
Slow.
Rain?
Snow.
White?
Black.
Bean.
Pod.
Negro.
Whitey.
Hello, you're listening to Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ, and I'm calling this episode Word Association because about a month ago, I think, I made a post on the Rock and or Roll Facebook page just asking for a word, and then I would take that word and play a song inspired by the word. For example, Jason Brazil gave me the word menstruation. Listener Steve Elliott gave me the word command, and that made me think of the album The Last Command by Wasp, and I realized that there was an interesting song to play from that album, because if you listened to my Transformers the Movie soundtrack episode, then you heard my conversation with Larry Gillstrom from the band Kickaxe, and he talked about how a certain band from the Sunset Strip that was signed to Pasha Records had purchased the song from Kick-Ax and put it on their album, but took writing credit for the song because they had purchased it outright. Larry did not tell me what band or what song, but I think I figured it out. Past guest and author D.X. Ferris, you should check out his recent book about Donny Iris, the history of Donny Iris and the Cruisers. D.X. gave me the word shibby. Apparently that word originates from the film Dude, Where's My Car? Shibby! So that means I could play a song from the Dude, Where's My Car soundtrack. This is a great song by Superdrag called Lighting the Way. If I can't Joel Habensberger suggested the word Oklahoma. So I decided I would play a song by a band from Oklahoma. This is a band called the Chainsaw Kittens from their 1994 album Pop Heiress. This is called Silver Millionaire. Mike Michalczyk gave me the word fascism, which I took as another excuse to play a song by one of my favorite bands of all time from New York City, The Dictators. This is a song from their comeback single from 1997, released by Norton Records. It's called Who Will Save Rock and Roll?
Revolutionary, three-chord revolutionary. salvation. So who
Past and future guest Craig Cohen gave me the word stop. The first song that came to mind relating to the word stop was a song by the band Pez Band from their 1978 Laughing in the Dark album. It's called Stop, Wait a Minute.
Rain falling in my heart, forcing us apart, can't last forever. So deceiving.
Stop.
Wait a minute, baby.
Stop.
Wait a minute, darling. What you're doing's gonna hurt me. Darling, what we had, you're gonna ruin. Turn around and look at what you're doing, what you're doing. Stop,
stop,
stop this masquerade. Siren, serenade. Can't last forever.
Bill Elam gave me the word peace, and the first song that came to mind was a song called Rest in Peace by the British heavy metal band Wolf. These guys released one of the very best new wave of British heavy metal songs, in my opinion, under their original name Black Axe. That song was called Red Lights. But let's hear a song from their 1984 album Edge of the World, after Black Axe had changed their name to Wolf. Like I said, this is called Rest in Peace.
On the world, take a tally. Let the rain.
Chad Kalmanson thought he would make things difficult for me by giving me one of the longest non-scientific words in the English language, the word anti-disestablishmentarianism. That word has 28 letters, so I went with the number 28. This is a song by Tora Tora from their debut Surprise Attack. It's called 28 Days. Past and future guest Joel Royland gave me the word moist, one of everybody's favorite words in the English language. Made me think of a band called The Moist Boys, which was a Dean Wien side project. Dean Wien and a guy named Guy Heller. Their first EP came out in 1994, and this is a song from it called Super Soaker MD50.
Yeah.
Past and future guest Lee McCormick gave me the word bop. Made me think of a band I like called Bebop Deluxe. Let's hear a song from their last album from 1978. The record was called Drastic Plastic. This is Bebop Deluxe and Super Enigmatics. Joe Pollack gave me the word mariner, made me think of the band Sailor, because a sailor is a mariner, right? Anyways, Sailor were a British band, put out several albums in the 70s and I think early 80s. This is a song from their 1978 album Hideaway. It's called Pajama Party.
Pajama party.
Greg Cornell gave me the word January. Made me think of a song called January by a Scottish band called Pilot, best known for their top 10 hit Magic. January is from their second album, Second Flight. The title of that album was actually changed to January when it was released in the US. This song was a number one hit in the UK. Dan Richmond suggested the word turkey. Made me think of this clip from the 1980 film Hollywood Nights.
Lawrence, Lawrence of Arabia, he's an English guy. He came to fight the Turkish.
So the character singing that song, played by Robert Wool, was named Nubom Turk. And a 90s punk band adopted that name, called themselves the Nubom Turks. So Turks, Turkish, Turkey. From their 1996 album At Rope's End, this is the Nubom Turks with a song called Scapegoat Soup.
Well, if I don't open the conversation, who's here? You can't live. Oh, it's a drinking. Oh, what's your major? Man, I don't even care. Well, all the fun I'm drinking, I'm a diamond. I just wanna move into thin air.
Hillel Lipson suggested the word three, which made me think of the 90s British hard rock band Three Colors Red. Let's hear a song from their album Pure. This is called All Right Ma.
You were the bright young things till you took a little sting of Victoria. Then a sprint like a slick made your frozen heart tick, so you passed it on. But I
Dan McBride suggested the word farm. First song that came to mind is a song by the Backyard Babies from their fourth album, Stockholm Syndrome. It's called Pigs for Swine.
Sit back and put your toys aside for a while. Eat a war if that's what you like. Yeah.
Wayne Newborn suggested the word doggy, parentheses, not the canine. Made me think of an album called Do It Dog Style by the classic UK punk band Slaughter and the Dogs. So here's a song from that album, Do It Dog Style. This is called Quick Joey Small. Speaking of Joey's, Joey Haney, past and future guest of the podcast, suggested the word cat. That made me think of the character of the Catman from the band Kiss. And that character, the Catman, is currently being portrayed by drummer Eric Singer. So, from his 1998 album Lost and Spaced, this is the Eric Singer project covering SOS by Aerosmith.
She couldn't see me, couldn't see me.
Speaking of Aerosmith, they are one of the favorite bands of our friend Craig Smith from the Pods and Sods, and he suggested the word ironic. Made me think of the song Eat the Rich by Aerosmith, because the time the album this song is from, Get a Grip, came out in 1993, I have to think that the guys in Aerosmith were pretty rich. So it's kind of ironic they had a song called Eat the Rich. Plus, it's ironic that I'm playing an Aerosmith song for Craig Smith, since he is quite vocal, actually, about how much he dislikes Aerosmith. So this one goes out to Craig Smith. It's a song called Eat the Rich by Aerosmith. No relation. Todd Cunningham suggested the word donut. made me think of the song Nightcrawler by Judas Priest, because it sounds like Rob Halford is saying Nightcrawler, and a crawler is a donut.
We'll be right back.
Michael Bagford suggested the word poppycock. I immediately had a song in my head, but I had to stop for a second and figure out what it was. It's the song Turnaround, the B-side of Whip It by Devo. That song was covered in 1992 by Nirvana. So listen closely and you will hear Kurt Cobain say poppycock in this song. Tom Mnarchik suggested the word sarsaparilla. I googled sarsaparilla, and that spice or flavor or whatever, you know, they use it to make soda pop, right? That comes from a vine. It's a vine. So going with the word vine, there's a Tom Waits album from 1980 called Heart Attack and Vine. Great album. Let's hear a great ballad from that record by Tom Waits. It's called Ruby's Arms. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, past and future guest from the KISS FAQ website and podcast, Julian Gill, author of many great KISS books and a Def Leppard book. Julian suggested the word fluffing. If you don't know what fluffing means, you can Google it, but this one's for you, Julie, and this is a song inspired by the word fluffing.
Can't see nothing in front of me. Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through this darkness. I can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me. Lost track of how far I've gone. Far I've gone, how high I've climbed. On my back's a 60-pound stone. On my shoulder, half mile of line. Come on up for the rising. Come on up, lay your hands in mine. Come on up for the rising.
Back.